Hey, everyone. I'd like to welcome you back to From My Mind to Yours. My name is Michael Mapes, and I'm a psychic medium. We're in our fourth episode already, and the show's doing great. In my last show, I asked you all to send me letters telling me what you think, suggesting any guests, and I did get a huge response, so keep those letters coming. I really enjoy reading them, and thank you so much for all of your input. If you'd like to call in tonight at any time and get a free psychic reading on air, or make a comment about any past shows or comment about anything that happens on this show, the number toll-free in the United States is 888-268-4313. Or international callers, it's 281-419-7697. And a lot of people try to call in, so if it's busy, just keep trying. Again, it's 888-268-4313, toll-free in the United States, or 281-419-7697. For international callers, we do have some exciting new guests coming up in the next couple months. We have a woman named Mahima, who's an intuitive life coach. I've worked with her personally, and her website is theheartspeaks.com, and I'm really excited for her to come on. And we also have psychic medium Elizabeth Owen, who's the author of several books through Little One Publishing, and she's hopefully going to be coming on our show sometime in December. So we do have a variety of guests coming on the show, and if you do have a guest that you'd like to see on the show, go ahead and email me at michael@psychicmichael.com, or you can go directly to bbsradio.com and email any of the show hosts, including me, directly. Or if you'd like to be a guest yourself, go ahead and email me, or again, go to bbsradio.com and you can select a guest. Tonight we're going to be talking about psychic fraud, so feel free to call in if you have an experience with psychic fraud that you'd like to share with our listeners or share with me. We're also going to be talking about why it's important to fight psychic fraud, some of the signs. Before we get to that, I wanted to mention a couple more things. BBS Radio is going incredibly fast, so I want to encourage everyone who enjoys the shows on this network, my show, you know, everyone else's show. I listen to a lot myself. Go ahead and tell all your friends about BBS Radio. Let's really help the network keep growing, because it's really the listeners that keep all of these shows on the air. And be sure to email, you know, the producer, the radio execs, as well as any of the show hosts themselves, and let them know what you like about their show, what you think they can do better, because, you know, I personally love the input from all of you. Also, I've talked about Missing Person Project in the past. If you have a loved one who is missing or a relative who's gone missing, the website is missingpersonproject.org. What that website is, it brings together four internationally known psychics, myself, Carrie Schubert, Scott Christensen, and Eva Herr. And we all take on cases to help locate missing persons free of charge. Now, if you do submit a case, please be patient. We're overwhelmed with requests right now, and we're having a bit of a problem with coordination. So if you have submitted a case and haven't heard back, it's not because we're not interested in working with you. It's simply because it's still in the processing stage, and we look at all of the cases that we take on very carefully. So, again, if you have lost a loved one as a result of a crime, or you just don't know where they are, it's missingpersonproject.org. Like I said, tonight I want to talk about psychic fraud, and this is something that I've hinted on in the show before. If you go to my website, psychicmichael.com, there is a section on psychic fraud, and it's a pretty good resource. I recommend that everyone reads it before they get a psychic reading with any psychic. You know, even if you go to my website and choose not to get a reading with me, it is an invaluable resource. What it does is it lists out some of the signs of psychic fraud, and we're going to talk about some of those tonight. Since my, you know, inception as a psychic, since I've been giving psychic readings, I've always had a personal commitment to myself to push the boundaries of my ability to expand my gifts. And I've always made it a personal goal of mine to stop psychic fraud, because I feel it's unfortunate that anyone out there should have to go through a reading that is a less than desirable experience. I've been committed to stopping psychic fraud, like I said, since the beginning. And I think a lot of reason why is just because how I was raised. You know, I was always told that being specific and accurate with my information is important. And those of you who've tuned into this show before know that I grew up in a psychic family. A lot of people have actually questioned, why is it important to fight against psychic fraud? And I think a lot of people sort of have the, you know, live and let live attitude, which is okay, but I do feel that it is important to fight against psychic fraud, and that's true for a few reasons. The first is that psychic frauds provide a grounding for skeptics. And what I mean is that skeptics are able to point to certain psychics who are fraudulent, to certain psychics that partake in, you know, questionable behavior, and they're able to discredit all psychics in that way. You know, they're able to look at psychic hotlines that maybe have been investigated for fraud. They're able to look at psychics who have been arrested for charging people without a business license, et cetera, and say that that is how all psychics operate. And it's simply not true. So I think one of the main reasons to fight against psychic fraud is to fight against skeptics, and so that we can really, you know, present a full-on, solid effort to fight against skeptics. Another reason is that psychic fraud is hurtful. My sister has actually experienced a reading with someone who is claiming to be psychic, and because of conversations with me, realized pretty early on in the conversation that it was with a fraud. And so it is something that affects me directly and has impacted my family directly. So I do have kind of a passion for stopping psychic fraud and for fighting against it. One of the main reasons why I believe it's important to speak out against psychic fraud is simply because it's a way that so-called psychics, so-called mediums, spiritualists, etc., are able to feed on people's emotions. And there are some psychics who have literally stolen thousands and thousands of dollars. Because
we have Dan on the air. Would you like me to put him through?
Yeah, definitely.
You got it.
Thank you. Dan?
Hi.
Hi, where are you calling from?
Illinois.
Illinois?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Thanks for listening. Did you have a question or...
Yeah, I have a friend. I'm Hardy Boy 23.
Okay.
We talked. I have a friend named Craig, and I want to know if he's attracted to me more than just a friend or not.
Okay, you want to know if someone named Craig is attracted to you?
Right.
Is that okay? I was having a little trouble hearing you, so I just wanted to make sure.
That's fine.
Well, you know, I don't know how to put this. I don't actually think that's the best relationship for you to be involved in right now. Because I do sense that there is a little interest there, but I don't really see it going anyway.
Okay.
So, sorry to tell you that.
Well, that's all right.
I wish I had some better news for you, but no, I don't actually see that relationship going anywhere now. I do think that you're going to meet someone around February of next year that's going to be much better for you anyways.
Okay.
And that's going to be someone who's a little bit shorter with darker hair and brown eyes, okay?
Okay. So what about Craig? Are we just friends or what?
Yeah, I think you should just remain friends. I think that there's a little bit of attraction there on both sides, but I just really don't see it blossoming into a long-term relationship.
You see, like, any, you know, one-on-one contact at all?
I'm sorry, what was that, Dan?
You know, like, one-on-one contact or anything like that.
No, I don't. Like I said, I see the relationship staying how it is right now.
Okay.
I don't really see it advancing, but yeah, like I said, I think you're going to meet someone in 2 months who's a lot better for you, anyways.
Okay.
So just be patient, get through the holidays, and things will turn around.
Alrighty.
Because I think Craig is a little too insensitive for you, anyways.
He is.
Yep.
He might be a little insensitive. Yeah, he might be, yeah. That's true.
Yeah, so
all right,
like I said, hang on through the holidays and things will turn around for you. But thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you.
All right, tell all your friends about VBS Radio. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. All right, and if you'd like to call in at any time, I'll give you the numbers once more. Toll free, it's 888-268-4313. Or if you're an international caller, it's 281-419-7697. And like I said, if you get that busy signal the first time, just go ahead and hang up the phone and try again and keep trying until you get through. Like I was saying, you know, psychic fraud is devastating in the sense that it really does feed off people's emotions. And that's really something that I'm against because I feel that the point of a psychic...
We have a Lori online.
A Lori? All right.
I'll put her through.
Thanks, son.
Hi.
Lori?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. Where are you calling from?
Central Illinois, near Bloomington.
All right, two Illinois callers.
Pardon me?
You're the second person from Illinois to call tonight.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right, did you have a question? Or?
I have two questions.
All right.
My youngest son, when I married, is now 20, and I married 3 years ago, and he got angry and left. And he had done a bunch of things like steal and lie and cheat to my husband.
Okay.
And I was wondering, do you ever see him coming back? I try to make amends with him, but he does nothing but swear at me.
Yeah, he's really frustrated. He has what I call alpha male syndrome.
Okay.
It's kind of a joke, but he needs to be in control. He needs to be in charge, you know. And I think that what's unfortunate about the situation is it feels that you had a close relationship with him before this.
Yes.
And so it feels to me like it's just really weighing on your heart, you know, something you think about almost every day. And it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's so unfortunate because you really shouldn't have to choose between the two men in your life.
That's what I said.
Right. Wow, now do I see it getting any better? This hits close to home because I'm from a single-parent family, so I do, but, you know, I don't feel that he comes around for 8 to 12 months, so around another year yet.
But then he comes back and things are normal?
I do feel that, but I feel that he needs to make the first move to come back because you've made yourself open and you've made yourself available and he's not reciprocating.
No, he lives with a girlfriend and
and don't take this the wrong way because I know you care about him, but he's in a very selfish period right now.
Oh, yeah.
He's not thinking about your needs. He's not seeing, you know. But no, I think he does come around, but I think it has to be of his own volition. Does that make sense?
So leave him alone, basically?
Yeah, leave him alone and let him come back. And I know that's hard to do.
Yeah, I'm a mom, of course.
Yeah, right. It seems unfair.
Well, thank goodness my 23-year-old comes home every weekend and calls every day, so that's a good thing. I did one thing right.
No, that's a hard situation. But like I said, I do see him coming around in around a year, around, you know, almost next Christmas.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, I better start buying for next year, huh? My second question before I married my husband, everything went just great, and then I married him and all the in-laws and everything turned on us. we had to move to get away from them all. I have a sister-in-law, and I don't know what is up with her, but it's like a competition, and it shouldn't be. Her name is Vicky.
Yeah. Well, there's actually a couple of things. I think that she's having some personal issues not related to you, not related to the family at all. And I feel like she's having, I don't want to call it depression, but just sort of a down period where she doesn't feel secure in herself. She feels bad about herself, which is unusual for her and not something that she's used to feeling. But
you think she's wonderful.
Yeah. So that's why I'm saying it's unusual. But I feel like there are some interpersonal things not related to the family that are going on with her, you know, in terms of her group of friends, and I feel like she's carrying those back to the family.
Yeah, she's done this for 3 years.
Okay.
And
yeah.
It seems like the only time that she comes around or that they need us is when somebody wants a lot of money.
Right, and you know what? I don't see this getting any better.
Okay, how's my husband deal with it?
You know, what's weird is I do think that you and your husband have a good relationship.
We do.
And I think it's special, and I think it makes you feel special. I think it makes him feel special. And I think that's why it's so unfortunate that there are all these extraneous things. There are the in-laws, there are your friends, there are, you know, or your family, excuse me, your sons. But I'm just kind of commenting, you know, it is bizarre because their relationship is good and it is strong. But, no, I don't really know how to tell your husband to deal with it. I think that, you know, it's not that he breaks all ties. It's just that I think he has to remain, you know, reserved and sort of put his foot down and just say, you know, this is inappropriate.
I don't think he can, but because he's such a nice guy, I don't think that that's his nature. He wants to be the good guy.
Right.
But what he has done that I have noticed is he's really distanced himself a lot.
Mm-hmm. From you or from the family?
Them. No, he's grown closer to me.
Right. And, you know, I wish I could say that everything was going to get better in 6 months or a year, but I just feel like that really it's going to be a long time coming before they're more accepting.
And that's, you know what, that's their loss.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely. It definitely is. I mean, they're missing out on two great people, two accepting people. And not only that, but they're missing out on, you know, bonds of love that could grow a lot and, you know, and sharing their lives with people.
Well, like I said, as long as my son comes back, I don't care.
Yeah.
As long as he gets over being mad, that's cool.
Yeah. Well, no, and I definitely think that he does come around, you know. He gets in his moods and...
Yeah, he's a guy. He's always been that way.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for listening.
Have a wonderful night.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, two callers from Illinois. That's what I like to hear. So we're talking about psychic fraud tonight. If you'd like to call in at any time and get a psychic reading, the number is 888-268-4313. That's 888-268-4313, toll-free in the United States. Or if you're listening to us internationally, the number is 281-419-7697.
We have another caller online named John.
John?
John.
All right.
I'll put him through.
Thank you. John? John?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah. Oh, I'm great, and you?
Pretty good. Where are you calling from tonight?
Calling you from Tennessee, Michael. I've been trying to get a hold of you for a while now.
Tennessee?
Yes.
All right. Did you have a question? Or?
I have a couple questions.
Okay.
Okay. My question, one, is I have an ex-girlfriend, best friend named Shannon, and she has a boyfriend named Matt, and they have two children together.
Okay.
Do you ever see Shannon and I together in a relationship?
No.
John.
I don't.
No.
No, I don't see you together. And but I actually think that's for the best because I think you're much better as friends than in a relationship.
I see. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. No, you don't ever see us together.
No, I don't. I don't see you getting back together, and I actually think that's for the best.
I see.
Like, right, because what I'm saying is that I think that you're better as friends than, you know, as a couple.
I see. But because, we'll remain friends, all right?
Yeah, you'll definitely remain friends because I think that you've both become, become a really good support network for one another.
Right.
And that's not something that either one of you wants to lose.
Right, definitely. Now, this guy she's with, named Matt,
mm-hmm.
and they have two children together, and
right.
he's totally brainwashed her. Do you see them breaking up any time soon?
Do I see them breaking up? I don't know. Maybe you should worry about your own love life.
Well, okay, then can I rephrase my question?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you ever see, do you see any woman coming into my life?
I do, in fact, see a woman coming into your life in March, around the second week of March.
Second week of March.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's where you need to be focusing your energies now, because it does feel like there's going to be a little bit of a financial upset in the middle of December that's going to distract you a little bit. So,
distract me?
Mm-hmm.
You mean?
I just mean that I feel that December you're not going to be as financially well off as you want to be or as you thought you were going to be.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like it's going to take some of your energy. But in terms of relationships, I do see one in the second week of March for you.
Second week of March.
Mm-hmm.
But you do see us remaining friends, though, right?
Oh, yeah, I see you remaining great friends, and that's what I'm saying. You know, you want to remain friends. You don't want to lose that support network. And I feel that if you got in a relationship that you would lose that support network. So what I'm saying is that you are much better off as friends. Does that make sense to you?
Right. So don't ever try to get in a relationship with her.
Yeah, and I mean, I just don't think it's going to happen, you know.
Just don't think it's going to happen. I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, okay.
All right. Anything else, or?
I plan on going to casino pretty soon. Do you ever see me getting lucky?
Do I see you getting lucky at the casino?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I see you doing okay. Nothing major. No, I don't see you becoming a millionaire at the casino.
No. I don't mean a millionaire. Just a couple hundred.
Yeah. I think it makes a couple hundred bucks. Before the end of the year.
I see. Okay, well, I do appreciate it.
Yeah, so does that mean you get to split the winnings with me?
I'm still trying to get a hold. I've been trying to get a hold of you. You've called my house, but you hadn't been able to get a hold of me.
Okay, well, you know, if you call my number, my office number, and leave a message, I'll get back to you.
Okay. That's it. That's the only thing I can think. Well, I have one more thing. Can I ask you one more thing?
Sure.
Okay, sorry.
That's okay.
I've gained about 60 or 70 pounds. Do you see me losing that weight? Because it's been a struggle.
Well, yeah, I see you losing the weight. I feel like you're having trouble committing, though, to getting it all off.
Right.
And I feel like you really diet is a problem, too. So, I see you getting it off, but I see you committing more to an exercise plan around next summer is sort of when I see you losing most of the weight.
Next summer.
Mm-hmm. Because it seems like you're cycling through a bunch of different programs trying to lose the weight, or you will.
Right.
But I really see you losing it around next summer.
around the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
All
Michael.
Right, like I said, we'll call my office and I'll be in touch, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, so like I said, we're talking about psychic fraud tonight. If you have a comment about psychic fraud or want to call in and get a live reading from me, that's great. No matter where you're listening from, we do take calls all over the world. One of the first signs of psychic fraud is what I call having an inner wire to God. And what I mean by this is the idea that the psychic is the only person who can talk to God, the idea that the psychic is the only one who can communicate with the spirit world. Now, psychics aren't doing anything that you can't do yourself. They've just tuned themselves in a little bit more. They've trained themselves to really listen and read energy vibrations.
We have a Tanya from Illinois.
Tanya?
Yes.
All right.
I'll put it through.
Great. Tanya?
Thank you. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
All right, and yourself?
And you're pretty well, and you're calling from Illinois?
Yes, I am.
Third caller we've had from Illinois tonight. So.
Cool.
Did you have a question, or...?
Yes, I was trying to find out if you saw me in a relationship anytime soon.
If I see you in a relationship anytime soon, well, I see two relationships coming up, and I see one around May that I don't think lasts very long. But then I see another one for you, and I don't know if you consider this soon, toward the end of next September. End of September, beginning of October next year. That's when I see a more long-lasting relationship.
Okay.
And I think the name's going to start with an A.
In the meantime, just up until May?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really see anything in the next few weeks, in the next few months.
Mm-hmm.
But now it feels like beginning of next year, for whatever reason, you're going to be a lot busier than you are now.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you're aware of that, but it just feels like you have a lot of commitments and ties. So it just feels like, up until May, it's just going to be a really hectic time in your life.
Right.
So you wouldn't really have time for a relationship anyways.
Okay.
But, yeah. So just, I'm with you. It's crappy to wait, but just hang in there,
Mm-hmm. Then I had another question. As far as...
Okay.
There was someone from my past. I don't know. I just started thinking about him. Do you see us seeing one another again, or...?
Well, I don't see you seeing each other romantically.
Right.
I do see you seeing each other as friends, though. Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. Like I said, I don't see anything romantic involved, but I do see you just as friends, and I think that's going to be really good for you anyway.
Okay. Okay.
But,
wonderful.
Yeah, no, I definitely get in touch with them.
Okay.
Just because I feel that they understood you really well and were good at listening to you, and that's really something you could use right now.
Right.
Because I feel like what's really weighing you down is just you don't have a place to go to express your frustrations, to express your emotions, so you're just bottling a lot of stuff up.
Right.
Okay. So, yeah, no, I definitely get in touch with them. But I said, in terms of a long-lasting romance, not really.
Right.
But.
Okay. Wonderful.
All right. Anything else, or?
No, that was it.
All right. Well, thanks so much for listening in.
Thank you.
Yeah, tell all your friends to listen to BBS Radio.
All righty, I'll be there.
All right, you have a good night.
All right, you too.
A lot of callers tonight. That's great. If you'd like to call in and talk to me, the number toll-free in the United States is 888-268-4313. Again, that number is 888-268-4313. If you're an international caller, it's 281-419-7697. That's 281-419-7697. Again, like I said, if it's busy, keep trying because we'll get to you. So, another sign of psychic fraud, and this is probably my biggest pet peeve, is arrogant bragging about talent, skills, abilities, or gifts. These people always remind me of contestants who try out for American Idol. Uh-huh.
Sorry, I hate interrupting you.
Oh no, that's fine.
We have a Gayla from Tennessee.
Gayla?
Gayla, correct.
All right. Thanks.
I'll put her through.
Yep. Hello. How are you doing this evening, Michael?
Hey, Gayla. How are you?
I'm doing just great.
Well, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
And you're calling from Tennessee?
Well, I just kind of tuned in. Pardon?
You're calling in from Tennessee?
Yes.
Now, what's the weather like there?
Well, it's extremely cold tonight.
Okay. Because I'm in Missouri, so.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's chilly down. It's chilly here, but I was wondering if it's a little warmer there. Or...
Well, we had a wind chill this morning of 15 degrees.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
So it is cold.
And we're supposed to get down to 18 actual temperature tonight.
Wow, so stay inside, get some hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm. And then we had all that storm come through night before last night.
Yeah, well, there were storms everywhere.
It was an exciting evening.
Yeah. All right, well, did you have a question tonight? Or?
Yes, I do, dear.
Okay.
I just recently purchased a home up on a mountain, which is what I've been asking the others, I guess we would call it, for the longest.
What, you've been asking what?
God, you know,
oh, okay.
Heaven.
Sure.
For a long time, and he sure did bless me with this home.
Okay.
But I'm a dog groomer, and so I'm just curious what you see for me as far as future and what I can do, that if you can give me some psychic advice on what I can do to maximize my the business, the dog grooming business here in this
okay.
new community, because I know no one here.
Okay. Well, first thing is, now, are you online?
Yes.
Okay, good, because I was just getting online as being definitely one of the biggest avenues that you're going to promote yourself first up. Now, I do feel that there are a couple people in the community who are definitely going to help you out with this. I feel you're just going to meet them, you know, sort of through normal means,
mm-hmm.
by networking in the community. And I feel like there's someone by the name of John or Jake who's actually going to help you out with this. I feel like he's going to come into your life in about 2 months.
Oh, really?
Right, who's sort of going to be helping you out. But now, it does seem to me that next summer, that financially you're doing pretty well, so it seems to me like everything gets worked out. But it feels to me that the main avenue that you go right now is the Internet.
I've been thinking that myself.
Okay, yeah, because I just get Internet business around you really, really big, so.
That's just what I figured. I need to get a website set up, don't I?
Right, yes.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't have a website, you need to get one, because that's kind of what I'm getting.
I don't, but
okay.
I've been having that same feeling.
Right.
And then my other question is, I have a husband who's he's a wonderful person, but he beats himself up by being an extreme alcoholic
mm-hmm.
every 2 or 3 weeks. You know, he's a binge drinker.
Right.
But it's really starting to affect his health, and I'm just wondering what you see for him, and can I ever get him to quit? I know that's a stupid statement, but...
Well, that's you know, that's a very serious question. In terms of his health, I feel like, I mean, obviously drinking impacts your liver, but actually what I'm picking up on is that he's going to develop a pretty severe cold,
mm-hmm.
you know, with a really rough cough, because
mm-hmm.
I feel like his immune system is slowly weakening.
Mm-hmm.
And I also feel like his lungs and respiratory system are going to be affected.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Well, he has hepatitis C.
Okay. But I also feel that while the alcoholism is affecting him, it also affects you.
Yes.
Okay, and so I feel that while you need to avoid an ultimatum, if he does not seek help in the next 2 to 3 months, that it's time for you to get away.
Can you repeat that for me again?
Yeah, what I'm saying to you is that I think he does get involved with the program, but I don't think he sticks to it.
Yeah.
And so what I'm saying to you is that I think that for your own, you know, mental health, that it's
yes.
time for you to make some decisions about the relationship.
That's exactly what I've been feeling.
If he refuses to get help.
Yeah.
Because
you can't help the alcoholic unless they want to help themselves.
Right. And because what I feel is that there's some emotional abuse and you being torn down if he doesn't get help.
Mm-hmm. You're
and
right.
And that's not something you need to go through.
You are absolutely right.
I think this year is about making some serious choices.
And you say in about 2 or 3 months, I probably need to make that decision.
Yep. I'm saying that I think he will get involved with the program, but I don't think he'll stick to it. And I feel that in 3 months, everything comes to a head and you're sort of forced to make a decision.
Okay.
So
you see his health deteriorating, too.
Yeah, I do, especially in terms of his respiratory system and his immune system.
Yeah. Well, without that, we don't have a whole lot, do we?
That's true. That's
the
true.
The things
but...
we do to ourselves.
But no,
well, thank you so much, Michael.
Yeah, you're welcome. And sorry that I don't have something more positive. But in terms of the business, definitely get the website underway. And
it's still positive, Michael, because you haven't told me anything that I wasn't already feeling anyway. This was just kind of to solidify it.
Yeah, and you know, that's how it is in so many of my readings. I say something, and then my clients go, yes, I know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, I think sometimes hearing it from the third party.
Absolutely.
But no, yes. get your website underway, and you know, if you need any advice, you can email me. You know, I have
okay.
a web developer, so.
Well, I've kind of been reluctant to start. You know, I checked on it yesterday, but they're like,
yeah.
you know, $300 and $400, which I really don't have to do, but then
right.
really can't afford not to do it, and
right.
you know, I've kind of been back and forth with that all day.
Sure. Yeah, I definitely understand that. If you email me, though, I did my first websites all myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I taught myself, so I can definitely recommend some software programs for like $5, $10.
Oh, okay.
That, I mean, at least to get something up on the
yeah.
web.
Yeah.
You know, someplace for, and then you get a response from that. But no, definitely shoot me an email, michael@psychicmichael.com. And
okay.
But thanks so much for calling in.
All right. Well, thank you, Michael.
All right. Thank
Have
you.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
That was a nice call. And again, if you'd like to call, it's 888-268-4313 in the United States. As I was saying, a big sign of psychic fraud is arrogant bragging about gifts. And this always reminds me of the people who go on American Idol who, before the show, claim that they can sing and that their mom told them they can sing and that
it's
they're amazing.
Paul from New York. Paul?
Paul, okay.
I'll put him through.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, Michael. How you doing?
Good. How are you tonight?
Okay. It's Paul from New York.
From New York. Wow, good.
Yes, and I got Illinois a couple times and a couple
Illinois,
other places in New York.
Tennessee, yeah. So callers from all over, that's good.
There you go.
Did you have a question or comment?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah. I have a question about a friend of mine. His name's Jonathan, and he's from California, and he's a young guy, about 19 years old, almost 20. And he's having a bit of a problem. He went to go see his aunt in Turkey for a while, and the problem with that is his aunt tricked him. You see, he has dual citizenship for Turkey and also for United States. And the aunt doesn't like the idea of him being here, and she wants him there. So while he stayed there for a week, she made him fill out a paper and said that it was only for medical bills, that, you know, so she wouldn't be left with his medical bills,
right.
and that he agreed to pay them back. So he looked at it, and he knows a little bit of Turkish, not a lot, but he did see the word medical on the form and stuff like that, and after all, it is his aunt, so, you know, he believed her. So he
sure.
signed it, and then he came back to the United States. He went back home. He just got a letter in the mail this week that said that he's to report to Turkey and that they've accepted his, you know, his letter to join the Turkish army and to denounce his U.S. citizenship. So I'm wondering what's going to happen with that. He's going to try to fight it with a lawyer or something. Is he going to get to stay in the U.S.,
do you
think? No,
he's going to stay in the U.S.
He's going to stay here?
Right. No, he's not going anywhere.
Oh, okay, good.
But I think this just illustrates the importance of, you know, not signing anything.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you are 100% sure that it says what it says.
There's fraud in every form. I mean, like you were talking
yeah.
about psychic fraud, and I've seen some of that before. I've been to other ones in the past years ago. And, you know, sometimes you find some good ones, and sometimes you find a bad apple in the bunch.
Right.
And it makes it bad for the good ones.
Yep.
You know?
But, yeah. I mean, no, definitely don't put your name on anything that you're not
exactly.
entirely sure of what it says.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, I don't really feel he's going to be trapped in Turkey, and I certainly don't feel he's going to be in the Turkish army.
Yeah, well, I didn't think he'd be in the Turkish army because he has a couple medical things.
Yeah, I mean, no. And, you know, the aunt in Turkey has a history of being very manipulative, has a history of being very backhanded, so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but no, I don't
okay.
feel that he's leaving the United States.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
And also, I had a question financially. You know, do you think things are going to pick up soon for me, or
well, you need to find
jobs,
a different avenue of work.
Yeah.
Because I don't feel where you're at now really has that much money-making potential.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel. I mean. I think maybe that people at the top of your field might be making money, but I just don't feel that's very realistic for you, and I don't feel it's very realistic for most people in the field.
Yeah.
So, I don't I feel that you need to be either doing something with public relations that you need to go back and get more certification for, or something with promoting, I feel is really where more money-making potential for you is. And I actually think that working as sort of an independent contractor or an independent agent is a much better career path. But you just need to, you know, get a plan and put it in action.
Yeah.
Because you thought about a lot of things. It feels like you've thought about a lot of options, but you really haven't gone out there and done it. So it's really time to make a change.
So I got to research more and.
I definitely don't think the field you're in is the field you should be in 6 months.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure you don't know that.
Yeah, I was going kind of back and forth on it myself, and I was thinking of different things. And.
Yeah, but I mean, I just don't feel that where you're at really has that much money-making potential, that much earning potential for you, so.
I'm actually doing some promotions this weekend.
Yeah.
For the next couple weekends, I'm actually doing some promotions at a mall, so.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so.
All right. Well,
maybe
thanks
go
for
somewhere.
Listening.
Okay. All right, so thanks a lot.
All right, definitely. Thanks for listening.
Good talking with you.
Yeah, you too. Tell everyone about BBS Radio. I'm promoting myself tonight, so.
Okay.
So let everyone know.
Okay. You have fun.
All right. You too. Thanks for listening in. All right. And we have about 20 minutes left, 20, 25 minutes. So now's the time to call in if you want to get a reading. Like I said, if the line is busy, just keep trying. Like I was saying, a lot of people who aren't psychic will brag about their gifts. And I've always believed that the goal of the psychic, the job of the psychic, is to prove their abilities. You know, to prove that they can work for you. So I don't really, I tend to think that people who brag about their gifts, it's sort of distasteful, and it's sort of an indication that they might have a little bit of insecurity about what they're doing. And a telltale sign of psychic fraud is...
We have Sarah from guess where?
Illinois.
You got it. I'll put her through.
Okay.
Sarah?
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good, thanks. How are you?
Pretty good.
Cool.
Did you have a question or?
Yeah. I lost my mom in an accident. It's been quite a few years, and she used to come to me in my dreams and stuff, and the dreams were lucid, you know, where you know that you're dreaming.
Sure.
And you know, so I took those as real visits, you know.
Right, and they were.
Well, they seem to stop. They've stopped. I haven't, like, you know, heard from her, and, like, it's been over a year now. And I was wondering, it's like, right, I'm at a point in my life, too, where, like, I'm at a dead end, and there's just so much things I would like to ask her, and
well, okay, a couple of things. First is that she's still around you. The reasons why the dream stops, message I'm getting, is because that really I feel those dreams, even though they're still not going on, really did help give you closure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
About the accident. And so the reason for those dreams was to really help you move on. Now, the next sign that I think you're going to get, I think you're going to smell lilacs.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Around it. I think that's the next visit you're going to get. Now, I don't know if you listened to my last show or not, but if you go back and catch the archive, what I did is I outlined a bunch of different ways that spirit communication happened, and I also gave some tips, you know, if you do want to sign, and one of those is to just write a letter to the person.
Oh.
So what I'm going to say to you is to express all of your feelings in a letter. And she's going to be reading that letter as you write it, okay?
Uh-huh.
So that's going to be a way you can really get out all of your questions, get out...
That's a good idea.
Hmm?
That's a good idea.
Right.
I never even thought of that.
Yeah. And I also, like, in the last show, if you go back and catch the archive, there are a couple of other hints that I had.
Okay.
But no, I mean, it feels like your mother was sort of the rock. She's a very stable person. And actually, I feel like you've got a lot of your best personality traits from her. Because, and you know, it feels like she was a little intuitive herself, a little sensitive.
Yes, she was.
And so, because I also feel she was spiritual, because she keeps showing me sort of a cross on a wall.
Well, I know she had ESP.
Right.
She did have psychic things, and she did go to Catholic school and stuff, so that was, that did play a role in her life, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because, see, with her, it wasn't always in your face. It was just more sort of a comforting, relaxed, you know.
Uh-huh.
She just had a presence about her that a lot of people realized.
Yeah.
And, you know, a little bit of a temper when the situation called for it.
Yeah.
So,
sure.
Yeah, but no, I mean, she's much happier now. She's actually doing a lot of gardening now and a lot of outdoors work.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
She did that in life.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, good, yeah.
Yep.
But, yeah, definitely, because I just feel she's just saying, you know, talking about flowers, how she had a big appreciation for flowers and nature. And she's actually saying that you could do well to just sort of go on a walk outside and sort of find yourself, because you get sort of wrapped up and you get sort of busy in everyday life. So really, to find a place of clearing for you would be good.
Okay. Yeah. Like I said, my life is, like, totally at a dead end, and I'm trying to get into this college, and this student loan thing isn't looking good, and I'm so fed up with these minimum wage jobs and stuff, and
right.
I want to better myself. And do you see anything like that happening?
Well, now, I see you getting out of these minimum wage jobs eventually. But I do see you going back to college, okay? So I do see this getting all worked out eventually. But I think you know it's going to be a little bit. It's going to be a process. It's going to be hard.
Okay.
Okay? So what I'm saying to you is that you really have to fight to get this. But I do think it's possible. Now, I think eventually, and this feels more short-term, so I'm not sure if this is eventually what you get your degree in, but it feels like you work in the medical field, at least in the short term.
Oh, my God, that's exactly right. I've been pursuing, yes, healthcare administration, yes.
Yeah, and it just, not like doctor, but more backdrop medical.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
So, yeah,
okay.
I do see that working out for you.
Oh, my God, that's fantastic. Something to look forward to.
Yeah,
because
I get
so bogged down
you know?
With negative thoughts, thinking, oh, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, no, it definitely is, you know. I mean, yeah, sometimes the things we have to go through the most crap to get through, you know.
Yeah.
But no, just keep slugging through. You're definitely going to get there.
Oh, wow. Great.
So.
Wow. Okay, one more question.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I want to know what all these single people want to know. Do you see love in my life?
Yeah. I do. In terms of a long-lasting relationship, now this feels, and I know this might be a little bit of a way, it feels more toward the end of next year.
Okay.
For you. And the reason I'm actually going to say that's a good thing is that because it feels like, I don't know, it just feels like once next year starts, every day sort of becomes a process of growth, a process of refinding yourself. And so I feel that by this time next year, you're almost a completely different person, and what you want is completely different. Because
wow.
I feel, yeah, because I just feel like you've sort of been in some things in the past where you've been in these relationships and they've just sort of burned through you, you know?
Yes.
And they've sort of left you empty and they haven't been fulfilling. And
yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
So definitely look more toward the end of next year for something sustainable.
Okay. Cool.
All right. But thanks so much for listening.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a good night.
You too.
All right. God bless, sweetie. All right. And we have about 5-10 minutes left now. So if you would like to get a reading, the number is 888-268-4313. That's toll-free in the United States, 888-268-4313. If you're an international caller, the number is 281-419-7697. That's 281-419-7697. And like I said, we do have about 10 minutes left, so if you want to get a reading tonight, go ahead and call in. Now, if you don't get through tonight because either the line's busy or you don't have time to call or, you know, you just catch the archive of the show, you know, whatever reason you can't get through.
We have a Roy.
Roy.
Online from, forgot the place.
All right.
I'll swing him through.
Great. Roy?
Hello, Michael. This is Roy from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Salt Lake City?
Yes.
Great. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. The reason I'm calling you is me and my son are stage hypnotists here in Salt Lake City, and I'd like to know if our shows are going to grow or if we're going to become well-known in the future.
Now you're a staged hypnotist, and you want to know if your business is going to become more well-known.
Yes.
Okay, well, first off, let me just say, commend you, because it does feel like you have talent, and it does feel like you have the drive, okay?
Yes.
So let me just start out there by commending you and saying that I think you're really good. Now, this is weird, too, I think. Are you promoting yourself online right now?
Not currently, but we're getting a website built.
Okay, good, because that's what I'm getting, is that's the avenue right now that you need to be going, is that you're not using the full potential from the Internet, okay?
Okay.
All right, so that's where you need to go. And I also want to say is that I feel like you do a good job promoting yourself, but you really need to push yourself, okay?
Great.
So really push the promoting, because I feel like right now the message I'm getting is that how well you do is directly linked to how much you promote yourself, okay? So,
that's wonderful.
Right. So now, do I think that you become well-known? I do, but I feel like these next 2 years are really critical.
Okay? Wonderful.
Right. So what I mean by that is I feel like these next 2 years are really when you need to push yourself, really when you need to be getting... Now, have the local newspapers run an article on you yet?
No. Okay. I haven't had, much to do with the media here in Salt Lake.
Right.
Hypnotists here in Salt Lake take a little bit getting used to.
Yeah.
Over the years, they've sort of taken a bad rap over the years.
Yeah, and I understand that. But I'm just seeing that the local media is going to start covering some of your stuff more toward the middle of next year.
Great.
So I would recommend really push for that.
Okay.
Because I think that's going to help. I think that's going to help you, and I don't really see you getting that bad of a rap.
Great.
Okay.
Great.
So, yeah, I do definitely see you staying in this field.
Yeah. Well, this is something that me and my son both love doing, and why not go into a career that you love doing, because that's what it's all about.
Yep, I know. That's, I love doing psychic readings. I love doing radio shows, so I can definitely relate to that.
And you do a wonderful job, and God bless you, and stay on that road to whatever goals that you have.
All right. Thanks so much for listening in.
And thank you very much.
All right. Tell all your friends about BBS Radio, okay?
Thank you. Bye.
All right. You have a good night. Wow, we're just having callers from all over the United States tonight. It's great. We have about 5 minutes left, so if you'd like to call in, I'll give you the numbers one last time here. It's 888-268-4313. That number is toll-free, and it's for in the United States. If you're an international caller, the number is 281-419-7697. Like I said, we're talking about psychic fraud tonight. And if you do have any questions about psychic fraud, I know our discussion is a little limited by the people that call in, but you can go to my website. That's www.psychicmichael.com. There's a section on psychic fraud.
We have Leanne from Maine.
Okay.
I'll put it through.
Great. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Leanne?
I was just wondering where you see my relationship headed in the next 2 years.
Where I see your relationship headed?
Yes.
Okay, well, I actually, and this is good, I actually see the relationship lasting.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually see it getting stronger because I feel like right now it feels that like it's going to diverge.
Yeah.
Right, it feels like there are going to be two separate paths taken, two separate, because it just feels like both people, you're both, I don't want to say stubborn, but you both have your opinions,
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want them compromised.
Right.
So, but no, I actually see it sustaining because I think that you sort of both come to the middle and work it out.
Okay, and do you see any marriage in the future?
Yeah, I do, and I see proposal more around June.
Okay.
Of this summer.
Okay.
This upcoming summer.
Okay.
All right. Anything else there?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, thanks so much for listening.
Thank you.
Tell all your friends in Maine.
Okay.
You have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
Like I was saying, if you need a resource for psychic fraud, my website, psychicmichael.com, it is it provides a bulleted list of signs to look for. It gives you some advice, on how to avoid psychic fraud. It's a pretty good resource. And I actually recommend it, even if you don't get a reading directly from me, go ahead and look over the psychic fraud part of my website before you get a reading from anyone, because it really does have a lot of good information. And I've been doing this for a while, and you know, me and my family have gotten readings from people who we thought were less than legitimate. So we are very dedicated, and I am personally dedicated to stopping, you know, people who claim to have psychic abilities when they do not. And, you know, psychic fraud, it's not, we shouldn't use it as a witch hunt to label people, you know, to go after people because you got a reading you didn't like or you didn't get the right answer, you know, or you didn't get the answer you wanted. But we definitely should, you know, tell our friends which psychics we believe are good, which is why I recommend before you get a reading with anyone, get a referral. Ask the psychic for references. And feel free to ask the psychic any questions about their method, the way they read, what gifts they claim to have before you get a reading. Keep in mind that not every psychic has the same gifts or the same abilities. So I do recommend, you know, get to know the psychic a little bit about the psychic before you get a reading from them. And, you know, a true psychic is never going to get angry if you ask them a few questions. They're never going to get angry if you provide the wrong answer to them. So, you know, I love when my clients, before a reading, make sure that they know exactly what I'm doing and exactly what the process of a reading is going to entail. And like I said, all the information for psychic fraud is at my website at www.psychicmichael.com. Now, if you have a story about psychic fraud that you'd like to share with me, or a question about a questionable psychic experience that you had, or an objectionable psychic experience, you can email me. My website is michael@psychicmichael.com. Or you can call my office directly. It's 712-540-5450. And if no one answers, go ahead and leave a message on the machine and somebody will get back to you, usually in a day or two. And we are actually running out of time again. So I hope that you'll all tune in next week, 8 to 9 Central Time, from My Mind to Yours. And, you know, like I said, if you didn't get through to me tonight, go ahead and call in next week or email me. I've given my email, or check out my website at www.psychicmichael.com. And like I said, we are out of time, so I hope that you'll all listen in next week. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program. And we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.